This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so yesterday we talked about it very briefly at the end of the show because we were just sort of trying to wrap our heads around what we saw yesterday. Now, we know that Memphis is currently in the IARP, and yesterday, as promised, the IARP did publish a timeline of events. Now, I think we, not knowing, expected the IARP to come out and say, all right, well, we'll have the final decision in by this date. That's kind of what we were expecting. But what they really meant was, we're going to publish all of the things that have happened in the midst of the investigation. We're going to detail you, give you the dates, like including when, you know, the investigation began, when the notice of allegations came in.
With Memphis and the five other programs that have cases in, yes.
Now, as we know, yesterday, the notice of allegations did indeed, it was issued April 19th, 2021. That is when it officially did, it was a tough week for Memphis, because, you know, Boogie transfers on the 16th of April, and then you got the 19th, boom, the notice of allegations is in. By the way, Boogie top 60 on Gavone's big board. Not saying, just saying.
Boogie, what was the date he got out of here, 16th?
13th, I think, sorry.
So on the 14th, John came here and said, the program's at a crossroads.
At that time, it was true.
And then the IARP thing came a couple days later. I mean, you really had us.
At that time, it was indeed true. Now, again, full credit to Penny Hardaway for the way that he, you know, went out and got Monty Bates and Jalen Duren.
Yeah, you mean made us forget about Boogie.
Oh, 100%. No,
only one of us
now,
still talking.
Now, that being said, Boogie's still going to have a good
Hardaway
year.
Made us forget about Boogie. That's what you meant to say.
He's still going to have a good year at USC. That's not the topic of conversation that we're going to have all year.
At all.
I'm going to be coming in here like, because I how many articles have we read now where they say the Memphis' guard play is suspect? I'm just saying, regardless, the notice of allegation does come in April 19th, 2021. Then you're going to get a bunch of other things. You're going to get extension requests. You're going to get correspondence. And it's all detailed. Now, again, you can't see what exactly that correspondence is, but you can see that what happened. So, for example, the notice of allegations is the 19th. Penny Hardaway requested an extension on June 15th. They granted that extension on the 21st. And then on the 9th, there was an amended notice of allegations. You know, heard some speculation that could mean, well, there's more. I don't know that we can assume that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we can assume that at all. It could just be an amendment to some language or some whatever. I just don't think we can assume that there's something else. Now, what I can tell you is that in the midst of the investigation, I know this for a fact, people who were interviewed for this investigation were asked about things other than James Wiseman. They were asked about the recruitments of other players. So were they trying to find other things? Oh, you bet your ass they were. Did they find those things? I have serious doubts. And you can just sort of go through this entire thing, more extension requests. And then I think perhaps the most interesting thing in this piece comes from Memphis, August 27th, 2021, when Memphis submits a request for reconsideration of the chief panel member's response regarding compliance with operating procedures. This is in direct response to playing James Wiseman, you would think. One would assume that that is in direct, I mean, that's what this is all about, and that would seem to suggest
that's the procedure they didn't follow.
Exactly. They did not, the chief panel member did not issue a ruling that Memphis found favorable, you know, the response, I guess you would say. But you had something that you read from Munns.
Yeah, I didn't have it. Jason Munns did it with CommercialAppeal.com, and I think it's a point worth bringing up here, especially after, you know, yesterday we're all saying, okay, this sounds like it might be close. Look like Memphis has asked for an extension, and whether they give it or not, this could happen here this season. In terms of trying to figure out the timeline from here, I think Munns brings up a point we all need to take note of, is that over an NC State's IARP case, okay, here's the deal. All of these six cases, Memphis and the five other programs, a final hearing has to take place. Okay, it's a formal hearing. It's part of the end of this thing. A formal hearing is held for each case, after which a final decision will be announced. Okay, that's what Munns got from an IARP spokesperson. Well, in Memphis's case, you don't see anything yet about that formal hearing. Okay, NC State had its formal hearing August 9th through 10th, and that was 6 months after it got the amended notice of allegations. Okay, Memphis got its notice of allegations on July 9th. As Munns points out, if the IARP followed the same timeline as it did with NC State, the soonest Memphis can expect a resolution like that it has that hearing would be mid-March.
Mm.
Okay, at a point where you're in the thick of, you know, maybe even into your conference tournament at that point.
Right.
So that's my whole point, is Memphis hasn't had the formal hearing that everybody's got to have. And here we are, they had their formal hearing August 9th and 10th and still don't have the decision
right yet.
So there's even time after that to that point.
Now, the one thing I would say is like,
doesn't mean you're going to have the same timeline
as NC State. We can't necessarily assume that it's going to follow the same pattern.
But what you do have to know is there will be a formal hearing.
Yes, that still has to happen.
Right. And theirs came 6 months after the notice of allegations.
Right.
Memphis got its notice of allegations when? July.
April 19th and then amended in July. So, I mean, it just, you know.
Doesn't mean that it'll be 6 months before their hearing,
right?
But could mean that we're still looking at a good deal of time here, a good deal of time that'll push you on into the season.
Look, I don't know what the ultimate penalty is going to be. I don't know. I certainly hope that it is not a postseason ban. Although I will never rule anything out. I do think there will be the considerable, right? That is the cynic in me. But I do think there will be considerable actions. This is not based on any information that I have, but I read this and I just sort of see the way that it is going and the correspondence and the back and forth whether that means a suspension for Penny, that something is going to come down.
But you knew that though.
Yes.
Knew that before the timeline.
Yes.
That Memphis is going to get hit with something.
I was assuming postseason ban, quite frankly. Like, that's what I was assuming. Again, not based on anything.
That part didn't change. Memphis was never going to get off.
Yes.
Like, that so,
yes.
Right? So,
well, there was sort of like this glimmer of hope, like, well, maybe they'd get, you know, a slap on the wrist because the NCAA is dissolving. You know, maybe that was a piece that we were talking about last week.
Well, again, I mean, it depends on your definition of slap on the wrist, because I tell you, if it's a couple of games suspension for Penny,
that's a slap on the wrist.
To me, that's a slap on the wrist.
Agreed. You're exactly right.
You take that happily.
Yes.
What if they say, okay, 5-game suspension for Penny, and they say, no, we want to make it 2 or 3. Like, that could be considered, too. I get it. I know the language scared some people yesterday when you read the timeline, Penny asking for an extension.
Right, that's the difference between Memphis and NC State. You didn't just take it and accept it. Right.
Right? You asked for an extension.
NC State only asked for, it looks like, one or two extensions.
Memphis went back and forth for...
Yes.
For some, it looked like Rudd, Penny.
Yes.
Went back and forth.
Yes.
But I just don't think that necessarily means they're trying to push a postseason ban off. You know, it could mean, here's what we had for Penny. You know, here's how many games we want them suspended because y'all play James Wiseman, and Memphis saying, we'd like it to be this many. That would be a best-case scenario type deal, but my whole point of this is, it didn't sound good, But I don't think we can infer all, you know, yet that this is some sort of heavy-duty postseason ban. That's the point. Or can we even infer that this is going to get done anytime in the next couple of months? Because as the, you know, we've seen with the NC State timeline, you know, even after a formal hearing, they still haven't heard about. That formal hearing was back in August for them. Not to mention their formal hearing came 6 months after the notice of allegations. Memphis got theirs in July. As Munns points out, that would put it in mid-March. So, yeah. So we don't even know if we can, you know, feel good about what the timeline's going to be. If it's even still going to, if we can feel good, say it'll apply to this year.
Right. We don't know that.
It mid-March, there's a good chance you get through
this year. I would feel very good about it not applying to this year, although, again, it's still Memphis and it's still the NCAA.
If it gets into mid-March, you can feel awfully good about it not applying to this year.
Can you, though?
Can't you?
Can you, though?
Like, I know we said the examples of Georgia Tech and some others that got it right before the season in September, but not in March.
So then you have to serve it the next year if it does come down that way?
That would have to be the next year.
Which, look, anybody would make that trade today, right? If I told you right now you're getting a postseason ban this year or next.
I mean, Gary pointed out that the Auburn kid that played, you know, who'd they have, Sharif or whatever? I mean, you just do what you do sometimes. You get dealt that hand.
Yep.
But I got to tell you this. They're not operating over there like that, like they're about to –
Oh, right? Not at all.
They're not talking like it. They're not operating. They ain't operating like they got the least bit of fear when it comes to this applying to this season. And just to go back to put the bow on it, like with, you know, if it does end up being mid-March to that point where it follows a similar timeline as the NC State one, as Munns points out, you definitely aren't talking about it applying to this year. So
yes. I remember
as much as it felt like maybe a cloud was coming over yesterday, I'm not saying the cloud's clear, but maybe it's not as dark as people are trying to make it out.
Well,
to
maybe
be.
The storm is a little further out than
that too. That too.
Because like look,
a storm
will come. How bad will it be? Will it be a category 1? Will it be a category 5? Category 3?
A storm is not a little suspension for Penny. That's not a storm at all. That came at a little drizzle.
Well,
and it wasn't even
in the grand scheme of things, you're exactly right. In the grand scheme of things,
it doesn't have to necessarily storm.
Yes. But I do think the NCAA is going to want to take their pound of flesh because you played an ineligible player. And they are going to want to take their pound of flesh. Like that probably – it'll be like one of the last dying things that this stupid friggin' monolith does. Like, oh, yeah? Well, here you go. One last time. Bam! Bring the hammer down on little old Memphis. That's what they do. They're petty like that. I don't put that past the NCAA at all. I obviously do not want that to happen. At this point, it would be very unfair. It would be, even now, if you said today, if the hearing happened today, you know, and they had a ruling inside 6 months, you know, and let's say they had it done before the season started, it would still be unfair to these kids who had nothing to do with anything involved in this case. But we're talking about Petty Betty. You know, that's the NCAA, the pettiest organization, one of the pettiest organizations in the world. In one of their dying throes, this is what they do. I hope it doesn't happen. I'm operating like that so as to protect myself emotionally, Jason. That's what I'm doing. And if we get into the season, we're rolling, I'll feel better. I'll feel better. Once that first game tips off, my plan is to go to New York for Thanksgiving. I'm in the Barclays and we ain't got no ruling. I'm cool, man. Let me get another round.
So if they're
but until
if,
then,
if they got a postseason ban, you're not going to the Barclays.
I also go to the Barclays because what else am I going to do?
Exactly, fool.
It's like
you're sitting up here just like your crossroads. Everything going to be fine.
It is my crossroads. It is my personal crossroads. Like, what am I going to do with this John Gruden knock on wood if you're with me picture? I looked at it this morning. I said, what do I do? I throw it out? Do I keep it?
It's trash.
I know, but it's like one of those things. Like
did you change your profile picture yet of him?
I did, actually. Yep. I have a you know, I will come clean on this one.
You need to put John Moran up there.
Because I was
a brother up there.
I was confronted about this yesterday by a friend. I have my profile picture on DraftKings is of John Gruden.
I told you this on the show.
Yeah. And well, this was before everything else came out too, you know. Like I felt like maybe we could weather the first initial storm, but there was a little too much that was coming out. So I did change the picture.
You and Mark Davis talked. Y'all said y'all gonna try to make it through.
Yeah, well, it was just one email that we knew of at least I knew of.
Mark knew about it.
He knew more than I did. And so we have changed the picture. It's just me right now. But when I think about it, like who do I want? Because that's a
you had Gruden representing you, man. He was your face.
And we let him go. You know, the brand is dead at this point. His career is over. He will no longer represent my DraftKings account. And so we will move on. Could it be Ja? It could be Ja. Very could be. I mean, I think that's a great.
I just think you're talking about a winner who's probably not going to let you down.
Yeah, I like it. You know, I think that's a great choice.
I don't think Ja's sending any emails that he got to worry about coming back.
No. But that's where the case is for Memphis. I don't think anybody is going to not attend Memphis Madness.
Nobody
because
got
of
a
it.
Clue when that thing is coming down IARP.
You think Memphis Madness will be packed to the gills?
Sure. It's a little different that it's on a Wednesday.
It is a little different that it's on a Wednesday.
But isn't it fall break for like all of SES?
It is fall
now?
Break. My wife's on fall break, yep.
Yeah, okay. And so Collierville school system's fall break?
Yep.
My kids was last week, but I know most of the city, it feels like is on fall break. So I guess that won't, you know,
Wednesday's you'll still have kids there
is the point. You'll have late night kids available at least because they don't have school the next
but
day.
But tickets are just
break.
$5. I mean, you can't beat that with a stick. You know what I mean? That's super cheap.
Yeah, that thing gonna be packed, man.
You get a family of four down there for, you know, $100 probably.
Them folks gonna see how big that team is and go crazy.
Oh, it will be. It will, and it's not gonna be streamed apparently. Like it won't be available on, you know, on ESPN Plus or anything like that.
Yeah, why are they doing that? Memphis Bet, one of the biggest stories in college basketball. Why not?
Sure. It's a Wednesday. Like, what else you gonna show?
Is the focus on getting people? The focus must be on getting people down there and getting a full house.
Right, but still,
that's
like,
the only reason
not everybody
you don't
lives
show
in
it
Memphis.
On television,
though,
right?
Wouldn't you want to still go? You'd want the national audience to see it.
Because I mean, if we're just playing that out, wouldn't that have been a Memphis decision? ESPN would have killed to have the thing on, right? They're one of the biggest stories in college basketball, and weren't they?
At one point,
ESPN Plus was prepared to do it, or something.
I got an update on this, Jason. They're sending the guy from the Bahamas to illegally pirate and stream it to the masses.
Okay. Jimmy.
So
that's
Jimmy,
smart.
Maybe it will step in
on
and
Facebook.
Step up.
Very smart, Brad. Very smart.
It's the only thing
there.
I can source.
Somebody should do that, right?
Yeah, we'll get some pirated feeds in there.
Can they put you out for that?
Oh, they can't put you out for that.
Are you sure?
For an exhibition?
You've got to sign an NDA, dude.
You sure they can't put you out for a live broadcast from their event? They can't put you out for that?
No way.
If they're trying to do in-house closed circuit and no TV?
No, they can't.
Well, y'all
no
sound
way they could enforce that.
Y'all sound like some real white men.
We got some super bucks. They going to come up to the pinnacle level
Squid Game, man. I'm just saying, bro.
There'll be phones all over it in that place.
They've got that thing closed for a reason. And if you're doing a live broadcast
out there,
that might be in the fine print the back of your ticket or something.
Man,
you know
ain't nobody studying the back of the – who the hell ever reads the back of the ticket, man? Nobody reads that.
Dude, plenty of things about live disseminations and all this stuff. Man,
that's for us.
That could definitely be a possibility.
That's for the media.
Express written consent.
Well, then what was the guy's name? Have him go back and
Jimmy.
We'll all be watching this.
Jimmy, if you're listening, we need you. We've never needed you more than we need you tomorrow night. Get down there.
I think you might get him in trouble.
No.
This feels different than Bahamas. Like, the rules going to be a little tighter.
Jimmy Davenport, I think that was his name.
I think so.
Does not have to adhere to the same rules and regulations that ESPN or WKNO or whoever the hell it would be does. Right? They have laws and things like that and contractual rights. Jimmy Davenport said he ain't signing nothing.
Nah.
Okay.
Jimmy ain't signing nothing.
Hell no.
Nor will he. So stream it, Jimmy.
Wear a mask.
Whoever it is. Whoever that Jimmy is, stream it. Don't be a B. And let us know the link, and we'll all fall up in there. You know, like The Rock paid those people to react to his rap. It's now the number one rap song on iTunes,
man. That thing's got you triggered and pumped up like him.
Somebody sent me, think about The Rock, though, man. He's like reveling in it, man. He's like, he posted a video yesterday saying, wow, this is the number one raps. I can't believe this.
He dropped some bad words in his video. He's not as clean as you might think.
Also, there's a radio edit.
Yeah, I think I got it here.
FM 100's playing it.
FM 100's playing it, right?
Stop it.
And Chris Michaels got that in rotation now?
I think we might have put it in rotation already.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that.
But yes, Memphis Madness happening tomorrow. People are going to attend it regardless of the IARP timeline updates.
Next story.
And John said double bird to the IARP.
Double bird to the IARP. Double bird to ESPN.
And
double bird to any contractual agreements that y'all may or may not have signed. Don't sign it, Jimmy. Don't do it. Look what happened to Jason when he signed.
And double bird to
he
John,
didn't get no
John
money.
Gruden, who's no longer your face of your DraftKings.
He's done.
All right. On to last night. And I'll ask you this. Typically, we save cap or no cap for Mondays. We did it yesterday. John Harbaugh, after his quarterback, Lamar Jackson, led the Ravens to a 31-25 overtime win over the Colts, led them back from down 19 in that game to do it, called it one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. Now, coaches say big things about their players. They go out of their way to do it to a point, sometimes just lip service, a little bit of cap. I would ask you, of what you saw from Lamar Jackson last night, threw for a franchise record 442 yards, 4 touchdowns, highest completion rate ever in a 40-plus pass game in NFL history. He went 37 of 43. That's 86% completion rate. First player in NFL history with 400 yards passing, four touchdown passes, no INTs, and 50 yards rushing. Would you call it one of the greatest performances you've ever seen?
No question about it. Let me let you guys in on a little something. I was not even watching the game at the beginning. I thought it was going to be a dog game. The Colts are bad. And the Ravens were favored by 7.5 at kick, okay? They come out. They go 3-and-out. Indianapolis scores on like a 69-yard screenplay.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, busted coverage. So then Baltimore gets the ball back, again goes 3-and-out, punts the ball back to Indianapolis. So I pull up my betting apps, and I look. I say, oh, my God, I'm getting the Ravens at minus two and a half.
I saw this, so you can go live, right? Yeah. Changed, okay.
And I said, I have to hit this.
Yeah, I can
so
see
I hit that. It. Right? Then they end up being, it's 10-3 at the half. They're down 10-3. They come up short on a touchdown attempt. They have to settle for the field goal. Then at the half, I hit them -5.5 for the second half because I just feel like the Ravens are the better football team. But midway through the third quarter, I had mentally parted with that money.
It was 22-3 with 3:06 left in the third.
I was like, that money's gone. I'm never going to get it back.
That's 3:06 left in the third, so it's dang near three quarters.
It was over. Except we witnessed one of the single greatest, like, people who didn't watch that game won't understand this, but that game was all Lamar. Mm. The Ravens defense was awful yesterday. Like, it was terrible. If Blankenship doesn't miss two field goals, gets one block, misses one in the regulation, game is over. Right. Defense completely let them down. Had that stupid penalty on Jack Doyle. Was it a cheap shot? Of course, it was a cheap shot. But you have to know in that situation, you're always going to get called for that when you respond. And he did. And it put him in field goal range. And Carson Wentz was making – I've never seen him look like that.
That's why he looked like he did after that L, because he couldn't believe he'd played so well. They played so well and lost
still
the game.
400 yards.
They were up 19 with 3 minutes.
When's the last time Carson went through for 400 yards? Come on.
Been a minute.
It had to have been.
He looks healthy enough though. Those ankles don't seem to be issues anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it was just
the Colts. Oh.
It was an unbelievable.
What are they, 1-4 now?
Like, it was a great night for Carson Wentz too. Like, full credit to him for doing. He put his team in position to win. He did what he had to do. But that was all about Lamar Jackson. And when that team needed a score, every single time they needed a touchdown, then they needed a two-point conversion, then they had to do it again. And he came up big in every I have a new respect for Lamar. And he was not doing this on the ground. Like, he
– the only 50-something yards rush.
Yeah, like, he was actually – you know, the way that Amani Bates was – making a concerted effort to pass the ball in pro day during pro day. Like, Lamar was making a concerted effort to not leave the pocket and not scramble and run. He was throwing passes, even the one to Latavius that he dropped across his body.
At the end of the game, when he found Marquise for the winner, at that point, he's just standing in the pocket with everything going on around him. He was like, I'm going to stand in this pocket and do it from here.
Yep.
Yeah,
like, he made the decision.
Lamar was good. The one thing when he scrambles, he gets that knee on the ground. He did it twice. There was the one in the end zone.
He's got to take care of the football.
Now,
he hadn't done that lately, but he's doing everything else.
Everything else is great.
Which is amazing. And listen, you know, we were just talking about Fangio last week and going off on them about trying to get that 100 yards because they had the NFL. They're trying to break the NFL record. They were tied for the Steelers. It's 43 straight games of at least 100 yards. That streak had tied an NFL record, 74-77 Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm. And that last week, remember, Fangio got mad about it. Was it Lamar that ended up getting it? The play they called to get the yards. The game was over. Well, this week the streak was snapped.
Yep.
They didn't get over 100 yards yesterday. To John's point, it wasn't about Lamar doing it.
Yeah.
But that's the point. He's like graduated to – he was already – the guy's won an MVP. So I don't want to make it sound like he was nothing. But in terms of how you expected to see Lamar be successful, all of that has changed, man, because at a time where they're not running people over, they didn't do it last night, what they usually do, he is picking you apart from the pocket.
Amazing,
he had never been that.
And his receivers
has evolved, man.
Yeah.
And it's a credit to him.
You're right.
Because you look at him, you just say, okay, athlete, playing quarterback, and he'll always be. This guy has developed into an elite pocket passer.
Give a respect burger, if I may, to Hollywood, because he has had
Marquise Brown. So,
he has had a kind of a year where he's basically an every route type of wideout at this point. Like, he has some drops, obviously. I think it was week two or week three against the Lions. But beyond that, like last night, he has the game winner, and he's moving. He's moving the chains now.
That
he's not just
always
like some
there.
Get up and
he's
go.
He's always there.
You know, he's
big
actually
corner, little corner doesn't matter anymore.
He's what I wish Henry Ruggs was. I'll be honest.
Henry's trying to get there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. The thing I'm interested in is this game coming up for the Ravens, because they got Chargers at home this coming week,
and they are 3-point favorites. Which
yeah, they're
is very
favorites in that game, Jason. What do you think of that?
I don't know. That one's big. I got my eye on Chiefs-Bills. Titans-Chiefs.
Bills
no, it's Titans-Bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Titans-Bills.
Then the Chiefs. Yep. Titans get Chiefs.
Bills like 3.5, four-point favorite there.
Back to this one. Yeah. Justin Herbert's playing so well right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't bet against Justin
That'd
Herbert
be hard
right
to.
Now. As but, much as I love Lamar.
But Baltimore's run four in a row.
Yeah, they're
they
hot.
They find a way to get it done.
Yeah.
When they did it against Detroit. They did it last night.
To
they
this
find
point.
A way.
Carson Wentz had never thrown for 402 yards. That was a career high last night.
Jeez.
It was the best passer rating of his career, and it was the best yards.
Is that right? They're 1-4
for his career.
Is that
where
they're at now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, maybe if Carson Wentz does this all year long, like, maybe he's the guy there. I mean, it was definitely not his fault that they lost last night. It was that one unfortunately falls on the kicker, on the kicking game, like so many different games this week did. But it was, if you were not watching that game last night, if you turned it off,
oh man,
which was like defensible, yeah. Unless you had like bets on it like I did, I could certainly understand why you would have moved on with your life. You missed one of the all-time, and it was, like, it was an all-time great comeback. It was an all-time great individual performance by, quite frankly, one of the best quarterbacks in the game right now.
First quarterback in the league to complete 85% of his passes in a 400-yard game.
I mean, it's incredible.
Like, he did some firsts last night, some things we'd never seen, and I was the most in awe when I was just watching him do it from the pocket, because that's never been Lamar. He's completely evolved as a QB, and I got nothing but respect for what he's done here. Baltimore, because Lamar Jackson remains among the elite, or at least the best teams in the AFC, still can't put him up there with Buffalo right now.
No.
But they are – Lamar Jackson's just gotten there, and he's been amazing.
They've only lost one game this year?
Yeah, the opener.
What was that, too?
You fools.
That don't make this no game. Damn sense.
It doesn't. But it's just like it don't make any damn sense that the Bills lost to the Steelers in the opener.
That's true.
Opener.
That's a good,
and
that's
they
that's
haven't
a good
lost
point.
Since.
We're just going to wipe away all
now,
those
now,
week one games, huh?
Unfortunately, the Bills have been steamrolling folks since, where Baltimore's just barely gotten by, just done enough to get by in each one of them.
No doubt.
Like, they barely got by Detroit, barely get by the Colts last night.
We have some breaking news on 92.9 FM ESPN, powered by Odyssey, presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. This just in from ESPN's Adam Schefter, reporting with Chris Mortensen that the Bills will continue to whoop that ass next weekend.
See,
against
the thing
the
is, when he does
Titans.
These, you're setting up straw man when we actually have some
now,
damn breaking
no,
news.
No one is going to believe him, because he's pulled that, like, now a couple times in the last few shows.
Can we save that for, like,
no.
The legitimate?
No, that's breaking news, Brad. That is.
I get in trouble corporate when we don't save that slot.
Can we talk about?
I'm sorry, corporate.
The bandwagon jumper.
This man.
Like, it's one thing to
dude,
have
I am down
a
and
team
out.
In
I am
the
a
AFC
man.
And the or team that. In the NFC that you kind of follow.
Yes.
Like, I got one team. If you follow one in each, okay.
Yes.
But, like, mm-hmm. You jumping on with Calkins' team just because you like what you see.
Yeah, because he doesn't
Josh
rep,
Allen makes
he
you
doesn't
hot.
Rep the way he should. Mm. So somebody on this station got to do it. And plus, you a hater. You're a player hater of the year on the Bills.
That's you and the Titans.
No.
You're a player hater. Look, that's what Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen reported. They said they've been talking to people around the league and that the Buffalo Bills are expected to whip that ass this weekend against the Tennessee Titans. That is what the people around the league are saying.
We'll make it the lock then, Patty.
I might. I don't have to give my picks
line?
Away.
What's the line?
It was 4.5 yesterday.
Yeah. I mean,
dog, the Bills
I take the points,
people.
Man. If you're the Chargers, you got to take those points.
Is Julio back?
I'm assuming he will play.
He's been fine, man. He could have played it. They sat him down for two games just because they thought they were going to win him.
I'm assuming he is going to
play. As long as he's back, this is going to be one heck of a game.
Not really, man.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, bro. Wow. The Bills are going to lock that down. I mean, that's a two-score game. It just is.
Tennessee defense is slow.
Dude, they almost let the Jags put up 25 on them. Let's be real.
Bad. Well, bad defense.
They got to the 1 yard line.
You took Bud Dupree back off the thing. Like,
man,
the dude's
Bud,
not good.
Talk about Bud Dupree like he's the refrigerator.
Man, they paid him a ton of money, dog.
I know they paid him a lot of money. They don't mean he's that player.
And they
anymore.
Were doing just fine. Like, it had gotten back to that point. Y'all, this is not the worst D. That would be Washington.
What do you like, honestly, Josh Allen over under 385 yards? You have to take the over.
No, he's going under 385 because he will not be on the field that long. You are going to Derrick Henry them to death. You're going to do the same formula that you used to have to do against KC. You run that ball and go play action on third downs and just hope that Julio and AJ there are there for you in the end to make a play in a close game. Well, that's how you do it. You don't let Josh Allen stay on that field.
Why didn't they do that against Arizona? You know, that you make
it
sound
so
simple.
Week one. We sat up here. You've agreed that they weren't. The offense wasn't together. What are you talking about?
We ain't throwing out that week one performance. That one still sticks. I'm sorry. After review. Ruling on the field stands, that week one loss does count.
You have a loss just as embarrassing as anybody else in the league has with your 20-9 stinker that you just laid up against the 32nd best offense.
It was embarrassing.
In the NFL.
Arguably as embarrassing.
In other words,
as
the worst offense. Exactly. So you can't talk about the loss to Arizona. You can't talk about the loss to the Jets.
I can't.
You walk in here with that L on your forehead
every day. The Jets are more
embarrassing
than the Bears. Let's be honest about that. I don't care who and who was not playing. You don't lose to the Jets, bro.
Oh, they sat everybody in that game.
It don't
game
matter. You're still supposed to win that game. We ain't about to make no excuses for these Titans.
I'm with you, but they got what they needed to get against the Jags. And if they go back and get one against one of these elite teams, Bills or Chiefs, next two games, then that will erase
the loss to the Jets. It's like you asking.
They're going to win the division by default.
You asking CJ
in the playoffs.
At 7 years old, okay, to play up with the Hoop City 17s, bro. It ain't going to go well.
No.
It ain't going to go well. Different class.
What kind of dad you think I am? Put him in that position.
That's what you asking the Titans to do. The Titans, 7 years old. CJ, you going to ask him to go play with Hoop City 17?
Some hating BS,
bro.
Right there.
He might be. They might.
You went too far.
The Titans might be in the.
That's the problem.
Under,
is you take it too far. Just like this whole breaking news segment thing.
Breaking news.
You go too far.
Mike Silver also reporting.
We got a meeting on breaking news after the show.
I'm helping
seriously,
out.
You can't keep doing it. Nobody's gonna believe it when you actually got something.
I'm getting corporate submissions.
Let's get this guy written. Mm-hmm. Let's get him. Get a warning or something.
They only want it for legitimate breaking news.
Take Titans plus 4.5. I dare you. You'd never. You would never. You would never, ever. This is all talk. You would never, ever, ever. I'll let you have them. If you want them right now, they can be Creasy Bears kicker. Take them.
Like, isn't
it? Oh, my goodness. He's giving you something.
Take them.
Isn't it illegal, like, do a tornado warning?
You know, you cannot fake those.
Right?
It's the same thing.
You cannot do that.
It's an FCC law.
Stop with what you're doing.
The sirens are wailing in Nashville right now.
No, stop it.
Like, turning up the radio.
Don't even joke about it.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Here comes Josh Allen.
Now, what you want me to take?
I want you to take Titans plus 4.5. Creasy Bear Lock, take it.
I'm gonna wait on that thing to go up.
Yeah, exactly.
You and others will bet that thing up for
me
this week.
Yeah, you don't want that smoke.
Right.
You don't want that buffalo smoke.
Leave it for Creasy.
Just leave it for Creasy
so I can, if I want a piece of it, I can take it on Friday.
Because everybody that's listening, they know you're 2-3, and they know you're desperate to get back, and you would never dare right now bet the Titans against the Bills. You wouldn't do that. Not with 500 on the line. No.
They're at home, so don't act like it's a bar.
It don't matter.
They have the formula. The formula is called Derrick Henry.
The Chiefs were at home. What happened? Man, them folks spanked their ass.
They got no run game, fool.
They did not look good.
They tried.
This is the best runner in the league.
They have Mahomes, the greatest ever, man.
He is the battering ram, the king. You ever heard of him? Or is your king just LeBron?
He will be dealt with.
No.
He will be dealt with.
Nobody deals with it. He deals with them.
Who is going
42-16 last year, fool?
But here's my thing: who is going to handle Josh Allen on the defensive side for the Titans?
That's
going to
be ugly. That's why I said your best defense is literally Derrick Henry staying on the field.
Yeah.
You converting third downs, 12-15 play drives. That is your best defense.
This is just a lot of talk for a man that is absolutely not going to take the Titans plus 4.5.
I think folks just roll their eyes by how you jump from one team to the next. Your bandwagon waves.
How can people not understand of all years? Like, I need a little bit of emotional distance from the franchise.
The only thing that stays the same is your hate of the Titans.
Every time I pick them, they cover, except one week. Every time I pick them.
At least you come in here and show it, though.
Yeah.
Like, we know you. 100%. We know you're going to hate on the Titans.
Yep.
We know you're going to jump around after the Raiders disappoint.
Yep.
We know after fantasy football about 6 weeks, you'll be out of that, too.
No, I'm still hanging
but
in
with,
on that
with
one.
Gruden, we get fake face. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know. Say one thing to you.
He's a bad actor.
Another thing behind you. Right. Like, at least we know with you.
No, with me, it's always
we can see
front.
The foolishness up front.
You know, like, with me, you get me always. Like
Titans hater John
Martin.
I don't
fake how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am. Mm-hmm. And every time I feel a certain way about the Titans, I have felt good about the Titans in weeks past. I felt good about them last week. I felt good about them on the road against Seattle.
Right.
And I was right both times. I don't feel very good about the Titans this week. I think they need some Pepto-Bismol because they're going to have the good bubble guts when Josh Allen's done with
them. Nobody rooting against the Titans more this weekend than this fool right here.
Man.
It's not rooting against them. It's just like.
You love the Bills.
It's like, you know, like, okay, like, let's say you have, let's say you are a squirrel.
Because they're the shiny new
let's
thing.
Say yep. Let's say you're a squirrel, okay?
Okay.
You're a squirrel. And you're, you know, you're going out the world, you know, whatever. But you unfortunately find yourself somehow, some way on the interstate, okay? And then, you know, your little squirrel brain's going. But then you see the headlights of the Mack truck,
yeah,
right?
Here it comes.
And it is coming. Mm-hmm. And it's coming. And
Titans play up. And you can tell yourself. They do this over
and
over.
It's going to be fine. You're going to find a way. You can defeat.
Up.
You can, like, get underneath. But, no, you know, no. The Mack truck, it runs over your ass.
It's going to be a two-score win.
It's going to be a flat.
By the Bills.
It's going to be a flattening. A two-score win by who?
The Bills.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
I agree.
Right now, two-score win.
That means 10.
There's no question.
That means 10. Yes. Oh, man,
y'all got
100%.
Titans messed up.
Man, Mike Vrabel needs to.
Dude, your eyes don't deceive you with the Titans, Jason.
Thank
they
you.
Do the same thing every year. They play. They boned this team last year, 42-16.
Different team.
Y'all just
team.
Throw it all
different
the way out.
Team.
It's the same
different
coach.
Team.
The same coach that you're saying still the let down coach.
Different.
Mm-hmm. And the Bills are better. And the Bills, believe it or not, are better.
We'll be hosting a watch party.
I believe that the Bills.
We'll
are
be
better.
Hosting a watch party for this.
I
game.
Believe the Titans are the team that's capable of taking them down.
What's the? What's
I'm just not rooting.
That defense blows, bro. They're gonna roll.
What's the official
offense?
Bar? The Titans, TJ Morgan's Trinity. Like where?
That sounds good.
Where does everybody go?
I think everybody's kind of in on that. They got partial Titans love all over the
I
place.
I don't know.
What's the official? Where did everybody go to watch Titans in Memphis?
They stay home. Fool.
That's right.
Because they stay in their
they're
house.
Ashamed. They're and they should be. They're embarrassed. They're,
well, it looks like that's what Raiders fans out there in Vegas do too.
Huh?
Because yeah. We just came in there and took that thing over there this weekend.
Well, I mean,
come in on vacation.
Vegas
Bears
is like West Coast.
Hey, I didn't get to hear
over.
This yesterday. I missed
oh,
out
man,
on
we
this.
We took the whole thing over. We didn't even get to have Fitzy on, who even was
Vegas,
there
yeah,
and would have been, able,
also
to, would have been able to speak to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he was in Vegas.
Bears fans took it over, man. And I
Damn.
Imagine it's going to be like that for most of the storied franchises that come through there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I wish it was different. But you know, the reality – Titans fans would really enjoy watching Titans game with me because – you know, you could just look to me for the real talk, the dose of reality. Like, what does John think about the Titans today? Like, does he think we're going to win? Does he think we're going to go? I know which way the wind blows with that franchise. Mm. Is that wrong or right?
You've been right about them three times this year.
That's exactly right.
When you've
right.
had them in Patty's picks. Those are the facts.
They will go to four.
On two wins and one L, I think it was?
Yes. Yes, I had them against the Seahawks to cover the number, and then I had them as the lock of the week last week against the Jags.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys cover off on my win this week? You know, I'm back to 2-3
yes,
now.
Yes,
you're
right with
the
me,
Cowboys
so it's not
it was addressed. It was addressed.
You
was
graduated.
Addressed. Okay. It was addressed. You know, so, you guys are in a dead heat.
We're in a dead heat, me
we're
and Jason
and
on our picks.
Yeah. And
I mean,
yeah.
Here the truth of it is, his locks are better than us,
he's
but,
got good
but
locks.
His overall record ain't all
no,
that.
It's not. No, it's not.
We might actually have a higher winning percentage.
No, what people have to understand is that you're going to go 50% or worse just over the course of a season.
Yeah.
If you don't, you should be a professional handicapper. Like you should
no
move
question.
To Vegas. And but if your locks hit more that you know than they lose,
I like
then,
your locks.
Then you're profitable, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way I do it. Some people do it differently. I sprinkle more on games I feel good about rather than just a uniform. Okay, I'm going to put this number on every single game.
And I get left with trash and I have to try to make dinner out of it.
I will say this.
I'm giving you
the
Titans. I'm giving you. You can have them.
You know, leave it for me. I might eat.
You don't want them.
Something I will say that Jason is correct on the Titans conversation, it is Jekyll and Hyde for gambling. Like, I would not gamble on the Titans because you don't know which damn team's going to show up.
Well, oh, I'll gamble
like
on
like
them.
Like I said, he's hit it three times.
I mean, but he didn't bet on the Jets.
No, because I knew that was going to go the way it went. You know, like the Jets suck and the Titans didn't have anybody. That's going to be tough.
You should have shared this information with me on the air making the damn pick.
It's your choice, man. I don't want to talk you out of your choice. You know,
it's just a little information. It is radio. Come on, man.
You did get Cowboys right, though. You bounced back
you.
In a major way. The Cowboys, we said this yesterday.
They look fantastic.
The Cowboys Woo. Are the last undefeated team in the NFL against the spread. They
is that right?
They have covered every single week.
The only game they lost was that Tampa Bay, that opener.
But
and
they covered,
it was at Tampa.
They covered the number. Though.
Yeah, they
the
covered
The number
it.
Was like, what, 8.5 yeah. or 9.5, something like that, depending on when you got it. Yeah, they covered that one. That was it was close.
Is that the best team in the NFL?
No. Bills are that right now, bro.
Bills are number one on your power rankings.
Brad, what'd you
I'm a little carried away on the Dallas Cowboys. I've been
Brad
watching these games.
Brad brought some narcotics back. Although I will say
I don't think you can't put them above Tampa. You can't put them above Arizona right now.
They almost got
and,
Tampa.
And the Rams have something to say about that as well. I mean, the Rams are in that conversation.
What was it last week? We had them fifth.
Yes, the Rams didn't go anywhere. You know, but I think it's definitely I like I said this before. I could see the Cowboys. If you told me that they were in the NFC Championship game, I would not be shocked. I just wouldn't be shocked. I think they, you know, they have the offense to do it. They have Zeke
defense is
looking
great,
healthy and fresh. You got Tony Pollard coming behind him, and spelling him in an effective way. Your receivers are unbelievable. You got Dalton Schultz looking like Jason Witten out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Absolutely.
Okay. I said that 2 weeks ago. Their biggest issue now is McCarthy and his clock management could cost them a game or two because everything else they don't need Gallup. He's been sitting.
Exactly.
And
he's had Gallup.
Just as explosive still been.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it all. But, again, I can't put them above.
I can hear you on that.
Some of those other NFC teams.
The biggest issue.
They're getting there, though.
The biggest issue for the Titans, quite frankly, is just everything. Top to bottom. It's just.
Not really. Just get healthy, get together, and they should be fine.
Yeah, the retirement community over there in Nashville. Let's just hope they can get healthy and get back right.
They're going to show better than you think against those Bills.
I don't think so, man.
It's time to pop Josh Allen.
No, I don't.
I did hear you yesterday talking about our boy, Tannehill. You're still not a believer.
You know what?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think he's just an average QB, guys. Okay, I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I don't think he's bottom rung of the NFL. But I think he benefits very obviously from the best running back in the NFL. I mean, just like any other quarterback would. You put him in Vegas, you don't think Derek Carr is going to be much better than, and he don't even have that running game. He's leading the league in passing. But he's going to have a test. Hey, show your stuff, brother. You got a big one coming up on Sunday.
We're ready.
Oh, is it Monday? It's a Monday night game?
Yeah, it's the Monday night game.
Yeah. Show your stuff on Monday, Tanny.
We'll be ready.
Yeah. Anyway, looking forward to that game. Should be fun. I look forward to you picking the Titans +4.5, +5.5, +6.5, +7.5, +8.5, +9.5.
Yeah, points. I'll take it all the way up there.
You can have it all. Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come. A decision seems to have been made on Kyrie Irving. We will get into that. Joe Theismann is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we were talking about this with Jessica Benson last night. Of course, Jaren Jackson Jr. was holding a press conference. Not holding a press conference. He was doing this media obligations. Oh. And
after a nice 20-8.
Yeah, nice 20-8, which you would take, right, every single night from him. That's about
– He looks good.
Looks good.
Getting more comfortable. I think Jess is
right. I won't get carried away, but I certainly reserve I can be open to that. I'm open to the fact that maybe Jaren's going to have this breakout year and this bounce back year. After the game, he was talking about, I guess, his height. His height came up, and this is I don't know if he was being serious, if he was joking. Like maybe we can determine this. But this is what he was saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully I grow. I'm expecting to grow any day now. I'm kind of feeling those pains again, and I usually feel them like every year. I've grown pretty much every year for the past like 5-6 years, so like hopefully I grow a little bit, make it a little bit easier, just work on techniques, holding them off. I mean, I got Steve-O here, so I mean, he can teach me a bunch of stuff about just getting over the rim more, holding guys off more. It's just about technique. I work with the coaches on that, but I mean, if I can grow, you'll be able to tell in the next few weeks, and hopefully that makes it easier.
When you say grow, Jaren, like how, because you're already what, 7? Where are you right now?
Probably 7 flat, give or take.
So if you grow, that means 7'1", are you saying?
Yeah, just taller. I don't know how much, but it tends to just happen out of nowhere. If I'm sleeping more, if I'm in deeper sleep or something like that, it's just a little hints. It's just been happening the past like 5 years, so I don't expect it to slow down.
And my actual question was, you mentioned Steven's really been helping you with rebound. What's he done so far to kind of point some things out?
Okay. I know you guys. Yeah, y'all need to entertain this, man. Don't be entertaining Jaren, man. What do you say? If I'm in deeper sleep, I'll grow?
Yeah, you were the one asking if this was real.
I think it is. I think he's being serious, unfortunately. I don't really think he's being funny.
No, now you're kidding.
No, I think he's being serious.
No. What? That dude was joking the entire – he was like, is that – so they asked him, how are you going to improve rebounding?
Yeah.
And he gives you a BS answer.
I don't know, man. Is it, though?
He's going through the moat, but then he goes through all of it to act like he's serious.
That's like Penny's thing. If you eat the hot dog, you will be tall.
That was what deep sleep does.
If
that makes
you go
him
to
grow.
Sleep, you will grow.
Exactly. He knows. He was acting a fool.
Okay, I hope you're right. I'm a little
nervous. And he knew that folks were buying and eating it up, so he just kept feeding it
Brad,
to them.
What's your ruling?
He's deadpanning. Jason's right.
Okay, he's deadpanning. All
he
right,
is.
I appreciate that.
It's almost sound like people were laughing, going, "What?" when yeah. he was saying it. Like yeah. some people yeah. that felt like were in there getting it. I'm not sure if Evan Barnes did not. He kind of laughed, but it could have been that uncomfortable. I gotta ask a follow up laugh.
Yeah, but however, I do think that both can be true, though. Even though he's deadpanning, that's what he needs and wants. I think that you can grow at 21 or 22 years
old.
Well,
he's about to be 23.
Well, the
right?
issue is, yeah. wasn't it a question? We can't hear the initial question, right. which I believe was about rebounding.
Really
and this
low.
Dude's talking about still growing is going to help
he
with the answer.
Yeah.
That's how you got to know that this is he's kidding around here.
No, you don't. I'm sorry, you don't grow. Okay, you just don't grow anymore. At some point, you stop growing. You know,
he knows
science
that.
Says 18, 19. But let's not act like this hasn't been like some big storyline with Jaren. He comes back. He's now he's 7 foot.
That's a dude who just like Ja Morant getting asked about threes, and Ja told us straight up on the show he gets tired of being asked about it. That's a dude who's tired of being asked about his need to improve his rebounding and decided he's going to give a different answer this time. Oh yeah, I'm going to grow. He said check back in a couple of weeks.
Well, and also embedded in
but
it Jaren was
is kind of like that though. Man.
But and he also did an embedded funny too with the real answer, which is, you know, Steven is giving me some suggestions and
right.
it is about technique. He's got to block out.
Right. He's going to help me. He threw in a little serious, which threw people like you just threw him off.
I just
threw you off.
I don't quite. He's
messing around.
I don't quite know how to take Jaren still. You know,
I love that about him.
I feel like he is. He could have very well have been being serious. I don't know. Like he in the clip, he's not. He's not smiling.
He's
right?
deadpan.
That's how he threw you
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, again, he giving you the deadpan look that Brad's talking about.
Well,
but
I hope that's true. I hope he's not.
Kidding.
I hope he's
playing.
Not. You know, relying on another inch of growth.
I get
than
the
like
sense
actually something else.
No, and he's and I think he's going
yeah.
after it harder.
His demeanor and his kidding around on the floor and the way he's sort of giddy. I think it also covers up the fact that I think Jaren's very smart. I think Jaren is a smart, smart person.
I don't think there's any question about it. His mama attorney and his dad.
Yeah. Think of his roots.
His dad's got the NBA knowledge from playing a long time.
He's playing us
career.
A little bit here.
Well, I need him to use some of those smarts.
He's
to
playing John. John's
rebound
the only
basketball.
One that felt for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I hope you're right.
So you think he has a bounce back, John? You believe in this kid?
NBA GMs think this is.
I think he's bouncing
think
back.
He's having a breakout.
I hope
year.
You guys are right. I hope you guys are right. I really do. I mean, I think he.
He's healthy.
I don't know what that will necessarily look like, though. And I think that's the part where.
Again, half of the breakout will be just playing around the rim more. I don't want him to stop shooting threes, but I want him to add 2 to 3 rebounds to his average just off offensive rebounds. Just being around the – when you're drifting like we've talked about, you're not down there for these offensive rebounds. You're just leaving for your center. Jaren at 7 foot now, seven-plus per hour. You're going to add some just there, with those other opportunities. And, again, get fouled down there on putbacks. You're going to the free throw line. Just that alone will help that average. So I think this is a dude who's tired of hearing about it and decided, you know what, I'm going to give these guys
–
I'm going to throw some guys off here with a little bit of a different answer.
Yeah, well, he sure got my ass, I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, Grizzlies continue to roll in the preseason. We're going to have regular season games here very soon on 92.9 FM ESPN, so that will be exciting. All right, we'll come back. Joe Theis is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the NFL, about John Gruden, about Lamar Jackson, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.